This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On June 12th, Central Iowa Water Works issued a residential and commercial lawn watering ban citing strain on water treatment facilities because of elevated nitrate concentration in the Raccoon and Des Moines rivers. We will hear more from Des Moines Water Works CEO Ted Corrigan next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Central Iowa Water Works issued a residential and commercial lawn watering ban on June 12th because of elevated nitrate concentration in raw source waters. Des Moines Water Works CEO and General Manager Ted Corrigan.
We've had elevated nitrate concentrations on both the Des Moines and the Raccoon River here now for more than a month. And we started off with some near record high levels. We were over 20 milligrams per liter in the Raccoon River. We were over 17 milligrams per liter in the Des Moines River. We've only had one other year in our history where we had higher numbers on both rivers at the same time, and that was back in 2013.
Corrigan says the EPA drinking water standard for nitrate is 10 milligrams per liter. He explains what has been different about this year compared to recent spring seasons.
One of the things that we see in our experience is that when we have what I would call normal rainfall in the spring after we've had a dry period, we tend to see elevated nitrate concentrations. And as you know, and probably your listeners all know, we had a pretty significant drought from 2020 through 2023. And so there just wasn't as much rainfall. We didn't see the nutrients moving off the landscape. You know, our sense is that, you know, they must have kind of banked up or stayed up there. And now we're really seeing high numbers in the spring each year. Last year, we saw it also not as high and not quite as long. But this year, we're seeing very high numbers and for an extended period of time.
For more on this story, visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.